All right, we have three cases on our 9 o'clock docket. We'll try to go straight through those and then take a break before the 10:30 docket. Justice McCoy and I would like to welcome Justice Bill Brigham, who's visiting with us this month. Ms. Bezak?
May I please report, Mr. Forrest Wagner will argue for appellant, Mr. David Colts will argue for appellee.
Mr. Wagner.
May it please the court, counsel. I'm Forrest Wagner, and I represent the appellee in this case, Barbara Stevens. And in the argument, I'll refer to her as Barbara. And Mr. David Coolis represents the appellant member, represents the appellee, who is Philip Todd Stevens, and I'll refer to him as Philip in the argument.
You didn't represent Mr. Stevens in the trial court, did you?
Mr. Stevens, no, sir. I represented Barbara.
Trial court?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And Mr. Coolis represented Mr. Stevens in the trial court. There also, this is a suit affecting parent-child relationship, and there are also two children involved. There's a young girl, Taylor. She's age 18. And then there's Reagan, who's a young man, 13. This is, as I said, a suit affecting parent-child relationship. Philip filed an emergency motion to modify the residency restriction that was set by a decree of divorce that was entered in August 6, 2004. He filed this. He had heard that his wife was intending to move to Richardson, Texas. She hadn't moved yet. In fact, during the trial and up until today, both parties still live in Mansfield, Texas. But there was a decree of divorce that said that the residency was restricted to a 30-mile radius of Mansfield, Texas. Sort of an unusual restriction, but this is what the parties agreed to. And so Mr. Stevens, Philip, filed an emergency motion to modify. Later on, both parties filed amended motions to modify. Philip wanted it restricted to Mansfield Independent School District and the Arlington Independent School District.
Why was that a modification?
It was restricted. The initial restriction, Judge, was a 30-mile radius of Mansfield.
Which included those two areas, right?
Included those two areas, but went beyond those two areas. I mean, 30 miles, it could have been in Keller.
But not Richardson.
Not Richardson. Well, parts of Richardson, but not the area she wanted to go to initially. She filed also a motion to modify, requesting that it be restricted to Tarrant County and contiguous counties. At the trial, actually before the trial, Ms. Stevens decided that she was agreeable with the 30-mile radius restriction. She testified at the trial. The first thing she said on her testimony was, "I'm okay with the 30-mile radius restriction." And the last thing she said was, "I'm okay with the 30-mile radius restriction." So what we have here is a motion to modify by Philip to restrict from the 30-mile radius of Mansfield to the Mansfield and Arlington Independent School District. The existing restrictions, the 30-mile radius from Mansfield, would be res judicata as to the best interest of the children until Philip would show that there has been a material and substantial change in circumstances. And to do this, he'd have to show the conditions that existed, the circumstances that existed at the time of the divorce, and then intervening circumstances that came to exist between that and the time of trial, which showed a change in circumstances. And then the standard, of course, is abuse of discretion in the trial court. Has to have sufficient information in order to exercise the discretion and then the discretion must be reasonable, not arbitrary or unreasonable. First, I want to talk about issues 1, 2, and 3 concerning whether it was abuse of discretion to find that there is a material and substantial change in conditions, and whether the trial court had sufficient information, and whether the it was a reasonable decision. Basically, there were two witnesses. There are four witnesses, but there were really two witnesses, the two expert witnesses. Now, Dr. Kelly Powell was a counselor appointed by the court to examine the children. And Dr. Kelly Powell testified that she had seen the children four times between July 2007 and November 2007. And she stated that Reagan had anger problems, he had low self-esteem, she thought he might have attention deficit disorder, and she said he has emotional and social difficulties, which she believed were fairly significant. And her opinion was that Reagan should not be moved out of the Mansfield Independent School District. She sent the children, she's a counselor, she's not a psychologist, she sent the children to a psychologist, a Dr. Daniel Lorenz. Dr. Lorenz tested the children, gave them a battery of psychological tests. And Dr. Lorenz's opinion was that Reagan had sort of an agitated, he was easily upset, he did have anger problems, he had a quick temper, and that this was situational. Said he had problems with his dad, that was one of the things he mentioned, and he had problems with his sister. The mother had moved from a home to a two-bedroom apartment. He's living with his sister. His sister's sleeping on the couch, but they're sharing a room with their stuff. His sister's sloppy. He's neat. They didn't get along. So the doctor said that there was a situational problem there, that it had nothing to do with where he lived. He'd have the same problem in Keller, in Fort Worth, in Richardson, wherever. So that was his opinion. He said that he would have no difficulty changing schools. Reagan wouldn't. And that, in fact, Reagan had voiced the opinion that he wanted to change schools. He said that Mansfield Independent School District didn't provide Reagan with any educational benefits or any services that any ISD in the Metroplex that are of comparable size could provide him. Basically, he said that Reagan's problem had nothing to do with where he lived, but the situation at that time, and said it would be okay to move. The only other two witnesses of any significance, there was Barbara testified, and like I said, she testified, I'm okay with the 30-mile radius. Just leave it the way it is. Mr. Philip testified, and Philip testified that he was fine with the 30-mile radius, so long as he would know ahead of time where she was moving within the 30-mile radius. So he could determine whether he was agreeable with that, but he's agreeable with the 30-mile radius. And that basically is the gist of the testimony in the trial. There were no facts as to what the situation was at the time of divorce with these children. And the only facts concerning Reagan, the doctor that Dr. Kelly Powell sent Reagan to for testing said, like I said, he wants to move. I don't see any problem with him moving. and Reagan's problems have nothing to do with where he lives. So it's our position that it was abuse of discretion for the court to restrict the residence of the children, to modify the decree of divorce and restrict the residency of the children to the Mansfield and Arlington Independent School District. And we're requesting that the court reverse and render. Now, in my brief, I said reverse and remand. I also said, and such other relief that we may be entitled, I'm asking reverse and render. The only other issues, 4 and 5, are fairly simple. These were involving attorney's fees. 4 involved attorney's fees on appeal. The associate judge that heard the case awarded $10,000 in the Court of Appeals and $15,000 if it goes to the Supreme Court. There was no evidence as to the reasonableness of this fee. There was no evidence that this much would be necessary. There was no evidence or estimates of time, no testimony by Mr. Koulos or anyone else that, well, I estimate if I go to the Court of Appeals, it'll take such and such time, or if I go to, it was just really sort of out of the clear blue. And if you look at the statement of facts, there's zero evidence there on attorney's fees on appeal. The court just sort of picked those numbers and made the ruling. So we're saying there's absolutely no evidence there, and it's an abuse of discretion for those attorney's fees on appeal. Now, the attorney's fees for Mr. Koulos through the trial, we have no quarrel with that. He testified as to reasonableness. He testified as to necessity and what his hourly rate was and the amount of fees computed up. So we don't have any quarrel with that $5,000 amount that was awarded to him. But there's case law that says it's an abuse of discretion to award attorney's fees to the unsuccessful party. Now, I don't know if we're going to be successful or unsuccessful, but what we're saying is if we are successful, we'd like that issue reversed and remanded, because the case law says that if you, it's abuse of discretion to award attorney's fees to the unsuccessful party absent good cause. So the absent good cause, you know, there might be good cause, there might not be good cause, and we should have a, it should be, that issue, if we are successful, should be remanded for the trial court to make a determination of whether there's good cause for those attorney's fees.
Did you object to the award?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we did.
All right.
I have a question about the ex-husband's emergency motion to modify. Was it also an enforcement action so that there were temporary orders imposed which would prohibit her from immediately moving?
Yes, Your Honor. There was a, he had heard at a softball game from a friend of her, of his daughter's, that they were planning to move. And so she hadn't moved or anything. She never has moved, but said they were planning to move, so he filed what he called an emergency motion to modify and request for a temporary restraining order.
Okay.
They had a hearing on that. There was a temporary restraining order issued, later made a temporary injunction, and sort of to keep the status quo until they could have the trial on the case.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wagner.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Koulos?
Thank you. May it please the court, my opposing counsel. First of all, I apologize for my appearance today. I'm undergoing some treatment for skin cancer, and the dermatologist did this to me, and so I normally don't look this bad. I've been scaring people in the hallway all week.
But you're just your usual self today.
In any event, I do represent Philip Stevens in this case, and we would ask that the decision of the trial court be upheld. There number of factors that I think that have kind of been left out. Let me clarify some of the things that have been brought up. First of all, Ms. Stevens was represented by a different attorney at the time the case started and under the temporary orders, and so she was represented. Mr. Wagner came on for the final trial, but she's represented by a different counsel at the temporary hearing. We filed this motion for emergency orders at the time because of the fact that it was discovered that Ms. Stevens was going to move to Richardson and going to move outside the 30-mile limit whatsoever. And so initially then the case was heard under temporary orders by Judge White related to the fact of this move. And the parties at that point in time initially agreed to a temporary orders that restricted the parties to remain in Mansfield while the case was pending. Ultimately, and that was done at the original temporary TRO hearing. At a temporary hearing then, Ms. Stevens pursued her attempt to move to Richardson and move outside the 30-mile radius. Where she wanted to move in Richardson was debatable, but somewhere 35 to 45 miles outside of the original 30-mile radius agreed upon by the parties at the initial time of the divorce. The Judge Wells at that hearing determined that such a move would substantially affect Mr. Stevens' ability to visit with his children and visit during the week with his children and attend their games. They're actively involved in sports and so on. And so at that point in time, the court denied her the right to modify and move outside that point in time. When we went to court on the final trial, which was before Judge White, it's agreed by the parties for the associate judge to hear the case. When we went before the court for final trial, at that point in time, the pleadings were by both sides that there had been a material change of circumstances and that from the time of the divorce until the time of the hearing, and that it was in the best interest of the children that there be a modification. Their pleadings requested a modification to Tarrant contiguous counties, which would allow them to get to Richardson, any part of Richardson. Our pleadings requested that it be restricted to Arlington and Mansfield based on what had particularly happened, and our concern that Ms. Stevens might attempt to move to some areas of Richardson or North Dallas within the 30 miles, but still would frustrate the ability of Mr. Stevens to visit or have a relationship with his children. It hasn't been brought up. The whole reason for Richardson is brought forth in the testimony was the fact that Ms. Stevens acquired a boyfriend in Richardson. So she wanted to move to Richardson for that reason. That was disputed. She also said she didn't deny the boyfriend, but she also felt that that her daughter should play softball in Richardson, no other place in the Metroplex other than Richardson. She'd gotten a dispute with one of the Mansfield coaches, but she was introduced to the Richardson softball coach by her boyfriend in Richardson. So in any event, but we're here today, if the court reverses this decision, the daughter who this was caused about is a senior in high school. I doubt seriously in December of 2008, where she's a senior in high school, that she would now move to Richardson to complete the last half of her education. The son is a sixth grader in Mansfield and is doing well in school at this point in time. There have been numerous material changes of circumstances from the date of the divorce in 2004 until the time that this case went to trial. Mr. Stevens was remarried. Of course, the daughter wasn't even in high school at the time. The son was in early elementary school rather than late elementary school. Ms. Stevens, at the time of the divorce, was not employed. One of the reasons why they agreed to an unusual domicile restriction to begin with was the fact that Ms. Stevens wasn't employed, and Mr. Stevens wanted to have a good relationship with his kids, so they made this unusual domicile restriction so that he could be closer to his kids rather than Tarrant and contiguous counties. In addition to that, he pays $1,000 extra a month in child support on top of the guidelines. He pays $2,500 a month in child support instead of $1,500 a month, which would be the max under the guidelines at the time. And so that was the reason for the unusual agreement to begin with.
Well, what are the change of circumstances that warrant the move? I mean, of course they get older. I mean, I don't think that's a change of circumstances. She's unemployed, she's employed. What do those things have to do with the change of circumstances that would warrant an expanse of where to live?
Well, I don't think there was a change of circumstances as a warrant of expense to where to live, and we're not asking for an expense. We asked that it be restricted further based on what her actions were attempting to go beyond that.
Okay, well, why would it be restricted further if what she was asking for was outside of the 30 miles? So she was already restricted from doing what she wanted to do.
That is correct. But at the time of the trial, her testimony at that point was, and she was very vague, she didn't know where she was going to go. She was going to move somewhere, but she wouldn't initially under cross-examination by myself, she said, I'm going to move somewhere wherever the court will allow me, I'm going to move. She wouldn't say whether it was Tarrant County, whether it was the far reaches of western Tarrant County, far reaches of Dallas County, or otherwise. Up on direct by Mr. Wagner, she said, well, she's going to move to the Dallas area.
Okay, but you agreed 30 miles. Now I'm asking you, what are the change of circumstances that warrant what you're asking for? I mean, you agreed that she could move 30 miles, so if she wants to move to mile 29, you agreed to it, okay? Yeah, the children are now older, they're in different schools, and she's got a job. What does that have to do with further restricting what you agreed to?
I believe that the change of circumstances that would further restrict it would be the testimony of the professionals. The counselor said that it should be Mansfield School District because there had been a lot of back and forth fighting between the parties. There had been some alienation that had been going on, and there had been a restriction of some of the visitation and so on. And so I think because of the fact of what had occurred from the time of the divorce until the time that we went to trial, based upon all these circumstances, the things that Ms. Stevens had done, she sold her house in between the time of the temporary hearing and the final hearing and moved the children into a crowded apartment, although she didn't need to do that. The children were having problems. Those were the types of things that occurred that would have been a change of circumstances that would cause a further need for restriction. And once again, specifically related to the younger child, he was having a substantial number of problems, and our belief is that the testimony would reflect, and Dr. Powell stated he should change in Mansfield. He should stay in Mansfield. He shouldn't leave Mansfield, and her opinion wasn't changed by anything that Dr. Lawrence had said. So that was our position in that. There were no objections to the findings of fact and conclusions of law in the case. There was no objection to the attorney's fees as testified in the trial court, and there was no alternate findings of fact and conclusions of law submitted by Mr. Wagner. He objected on his appeal, but that's the first time he objected.
Well, let me ask this, now that you've moved on to that subject. I'm reading on page 20 of your brief. After you testified that your rate was $295 an hour, that was reasonable in Tarrant County, you say the trial court, in its broad discretion, had the ability to consider appellant's attorney's hourly rate, quite true, because you testified to it. But then you say, and determine the reasonable amount of time necessary to represent appellee on appeal. No citation there. I don't think that's an accurate statement. I think there has to be evidence presented as to the amount of time, the necessary time, for an award of attorney's fees, whether it's on appeal or at trial or pretrial or any other time.
In our pleadings, we did request for attorney's fees on appeal. I quite willingly admit that I did not testify in evidence at the trial in regards to any time related to attorney's fees. I was quite amazed that this case was appealed and didn't expect that to occur at all and didn't think about that at that point. So I will agree with that.
Okay.
In closing, I would say that the trial court was justified in the decisions that it made in regards to the finding of material change of circumstances from the date of the divorce until the date of the trial. There was no abuse of discretion. There was in a situation like this, there was evidence. The record is replete with evidence that would reflect that it would be in the best interest for these children to stay in Mansfield, would be that would provide the father to continue to have a relationship with them, that would be changed substantially if the wife at this point in time was allowed to move anywhere. And once again, her only stated place where she was going to move at this point was going to be somewhere in the far reaches of Dallas County, it seemed. So for these reasons, we feel that the court should uphold the trial court's decision in this matter and feel that that's the proper thing to do. Thank you, judges.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Wagner, rebuttal.
Counsel said that she was going to move to the far reaches of Dallas County. She testified that she would abide by the 30-mile restriction, and she, at that time, she had a job where she was sent to stores to look at displays of items on sale at the store to see if they were an adequate display, and that was sort of a design of stores as her job. She works for a company that has as its customers people that advertise their items for sale in these stores, and she goes to the different stores and looks at that and sees if they're being adequately represented or presented to the public. And she has a lot of stores in Plano, Mesquite, South Dallas, and so her employment at the time of the initial hearing was mainly in Arlington, South Dallas, and Mansfield, and it was shifting over to the Dallas area, and that was one of the reasons she wanted to move. The softball reason, the daughter going to Berkner High School and playing softball, I agree with Mr. Coolis, that has sort of disappeared by the time of the trial. But she stated that she was happy with the 30-mile radius. She didn't know when she would move or exactly where she would move, but she would stay within that 30-mile radius. And we just feel that there's no reason, there's no change in circumstances relevant to this issue that was presented to the court. Dr. Kelly Powell did say they should be restricted, but she was looking at Reagan and what she thought might, from counseling him, what appeared to be a problem, but she sent him to the psychologist to be tested to find out if it was. And that's the psychologist that testified it'd be okay for him to move. He didn't see any problem with it. Reagan wanted to move, and his problem was situational, and wherever he moved wasn't going to affect the problem. The problem was different from his location of where he lived. So, again, we feel that it was abuse of discretion to find that there's a material and substantial change in circumstances and that the case should be reversed and rendered, and then the attorney's fees on appeal reversed and rendered, and then the attorney's fees for Mr. Coolis through trial reversed and remanded so they could make a determination of whether there's good cause.
Did your pleadings reflect that there was a material and substantial change of condition for her request to for Tarrant and contiguous counties?
Yes, sir. When our pleading said that, and then she testified at the time of trial that because at that time she wanted to have it restricted to Tarrant and contiguous counties. And then at the time of trial, she said she did not want it restricted to Tarrant and contiguous counties. She was happy with the restriction in the original decree of divorce.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Calise. And is it Mr. Barbary? Thank you. Thank you for your arguments today and your briefing. Your case is submitted, and you all are now excused.